Ezra Hashem Yisbarach, the halacha topic from Daf Lamed Gimel and Lamed Dalet in Maseches Rosh Hashanah is an important one. It relates to some of the most basic issues in regards to the blowing of shofar, and that is the length of a trua and a tzkia. On our daf, the Gemara told us that the shiur trua is 3 yevavos. This is the lashon of the Mishnah that we have on our daf. There is a different description in the Gemara of the Shiur Trua, which we're not going to touch on, because either way you describe it, whether you call it Shalosh Yevavos or Shlosha Shvarim, at the end of the day it's going to be the same length of time. There is a big Machlokis Rishonim, though. What is the length of a Yevava? Once we define what the length of a Yevava is through the eyes of Rashi and Tosos, we are going to be able to define the requirement of how long a Tkia is, how long a Shvarim has to be, and how long a Trua has to be. Rashi learns that there are three categories that are all measured against the length of a Tkia, and the length of a Tkia is Shalosh Yevavos. Rashi comments, the three shortest sounds. So let's just make that sound. Duh, 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 duh. That was maybe even more than three. And therefore, the length of a tkia would just simply be duh. That would be by far more than enough, according to Rashi, for what qualifies as a tkia. Because a trua and a tkia, in Mishnaic terms, are the same thing. So Tosis points out then, in Dibra Amaskel Shiur, that the length of a tkia is going to be, as we said, the length of three short sounds, and a shvarim, which according to the Gemara is longer than the shortest possible sound. That's what the Gemara calls genuche gonich. So then a shvar has to be between the length of one short sound and a tkia, which is three short sounds, the length of that, which is duh. A shever, therefore, has to be in between, which would be something along the lines of duh. Very, very close boundaries between all three of them. This is the position of Rashi. Tosis comes along, and Tosis points out that according to Rashi, you have to be very, very careful. You have to be careful that when you're blowing a shever, ginuche gonif, in the in-between length, that it can't be as long as a tkia, the length of three short sounds, because then the shever will no longer be a tkia. Tosis advances a different position. Tosis suggests that when it comes to the length of a yevava, when our Mishnah says shalosh yevavos, it doesn't mean the three short sounds, the three shortest possible sounds, which would be the length of a tkia. Rather, each yevava is which means that a tkia is the length of, and now this begins to sound familiar to you from Rosh Hashanah davening. That length of time in a tkia is the. This is the position of the Bali Tosas. So we have a fundamental machlokis between Rashi and Tosas about the length of a tkia. The nafkaminas are abound. According to Tosas, if one blows something the length of the, that would definitely not qualify as a tkia. On the other hand, according to Rashi, that could very well qualify as a length of a tkia, as long as it's the length of three short sounds, then that could qualify as a tkia. That already could qualify as a tkia. Rather, according to Tosos, that is not the length of the tkia. According to Rashi and Tosos, of course, there's a fundamental machlokus between what is the length of ginuche gonich. What is the length of a shever? Is the length of a shever in between one and three short sounds, or in between three and nine short sounds? So according to Tosis, the length of a shever is duh. According to Rashi, it's duh. How do we paskin in Shulchan Aruch? So in Shulchan Aruch, both opinions are quoted. In Simin Tov Kuf Tzadi, Siv Gimel, the Mechaber quotes Eyesh Omrim, which is the Shita of Rashi, and then he quotes another Shita as a Vyesh Omrim. So the Mechaber really seems to be quite careful about not explicitly taking sides, although ultimately the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkaton Yud Beis says that one should follow the position of Tosos and to be Choshesh, that the length of a Tkia is 9 short sounds. However, Bidieved, he says one could be Yotze with something that's the length of 3 short sounds. That's an important kula. Therefore, halacha lemaisa for Ashkenazim, based on the Mishnah Berurah, a tekiya should always lechatchila be longer than 9 short blasts. And therefore, if it takes approximately 3 or 4 seconds to blow 9 short, the shortest possible blast, then a tekiya should be larger than that. What happens, as we have seen in the Gemara, that Chazal were mesupik, whether the trua, which is sandwiched in between tekiyas, is ginuche ganech or yulule yalu, as the Gemara describes on the bottom of Lamed Dalet Amid Aleph, or it's a combination of both, and that's why we do tekiya shvarim trua, then followed by a tekiya. When you are doing that tekiya shvarim trua, then in such a case, we've got a longer middle trua. It's the length of at least 9 short blasts in the form of a shvarim. 3 times 3 is 9. 3 blasts of the length of 3 short blasts, according to Tosas, is the appropriate shear for a shvarim. So then you've got the length of 9 short blasts, and then you've got 9 short blasts mamish when you're doing the trua. So of course, as we know, shvarim trua goes da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. That is at least the length of 18 blasts. Points out the Mishnah Berurah. Halacha lemaisa, one has to be careful when one blows the tkia and the ending tkia, the opening tkia, and the ending tkia that sandwiches shvarim trua, that has to be longer than when you blow a tkia which has a shvarim after it, because there, when you're blowing a shvarim trua together, it's at least the length of 18 short sounds. And therefore, the tkia is going to have to be longer. One could argue that one would not be able to say bidieved, one would be yotze, because Rashi Shita is that you blow a tkia only the length of 3 short sounds. What a discrepancy. Either the length of 18 short sounds or 3 short sounds. You cannot say that according to Rashi will be yotze, because when you blew the shvarim, you blew a longer shever. If you blew a longer shever, so then the tkia has to be following the position of Tosos and not the position of Rashi. The only time you could follow Shitas Rashi is when your shever was shorter than 3 short blasts. This the Mishnah Berurah points out in Sifkaton Yud Gimel. On the other hand, when you're blowing tkia shvarim trua, then in such a case the tkia can be shorter. It just has to be longer than 9, the length of 9 short blasts, because a shever with 3 medium-sized blasts, the length of 3 short blasts, so 3 times 3 is 9, so then in such a case the tkia only has to be larger than those 3 to differentiate between the tkia and the shvarim. There is a fascinating tradition that I heard from Reb Braunschweigel, who heard from Reb Soloveitchik, that was the custom of Reb Chaim. In our tradition, Reb Soloveitchik himself was ma'orer the suggestion to Reb Chaim, and Reb Chaim liked it and accepted it. Later, I see that it's been quoted in other Sfarim as well. This we have a tradition, Mipi HaShmua, but it's quoted in the Sefer Mo'adim Uzmanim Chelik Aleph Simin Hey, that Kedarko B'Kodesh, Reb Chaim liked to be Yotze all the Deos, all Shitas. If you follow Tosas Arasof, like the Mishnah Berurah suggests, then you will not be Yotze the Mitzvah according to Rashi. According to Rashi, your Shvarim will be just simply too long and be a Tkia. You'll be Yotze according to the Balei Tosas. The Rav suggested to his grandfather the following solution. If you blow a shever that's not as long as 3 short blasts, the length of it again would probably be something along the lines of, and here one has to sit with a stopwatch, but it would probably be something along the lines of duh. But you made it shorter. You made it the length of 2 short blasts. Duh. and then you did five, the length of two short blasts, then in such a case, then you would have a shever that is not too long for Rashi to be considered a tkia, but also acceptable for the balitosos as a shever, as long as you blow five of them. Because five, for the duration of two, is 10 short blasts. And then if you blow a tkia, then in such a case, you'll be yotze both deos. Here is how it approximately sounds. In such a case, we blew, mimicking, five short blasts, a length of two of the shortest possible blasts, and then we would be yotze both opinions. It is said that Rav Soloveitchik did this in Boston. Rabbi Braunschweigel, may he have a refuah shleima, recounted to me a fascinating story that I might have mentioned in the past, that when he was a Baal Tokeya in the Kolel of Yeshivas Rabbein Yitzhak Elchanan, he attempted to do the five Shvarim of Reb Chaim, and the only time in his life that he failed to execute as a Baal Tokeya was that time, and he attributes it to the fact that he did not get permission from the Mashkiach Rav Lessen beforehand, and he pointed out that any time one is going to change a minog, one needs to get the appropriate approval of the Manhigim and Gedolei Torah of that province. It is interesting to note that the Prisha in Os Aleph in Simin Tav Kuf Tzadi warns that one should not make more than three Shvarim, and the reason for that, he says, is because then you need to have the strength to be able to do a Trua after the Shvarim, and sometimes, this is a separate area of Hilchos Tkios, that one blows the Shvarim Trua with what's called Neshima Achas, with one breath. And the Prisha points out that we're afraid that a person, if he's going to blow more than three Shvarim, ultimately he's going to Fumfa. Ultimately, he's not going to be able to finish the Teruah. Now, it happens to be that I had experience like this as well. This was a case where Rabbi Moshe Mordechavitz, also he should have a Refuah Shleima, who followed Rav Soloveitchik to Boston often, instituted in his own shul, the Westside Institutional Synagogue, to have the blowings and the length of blasts and type of blasts like this Brisker tradition. And he would have five Shvarim and then a Trua blown. There was a period in which he every once in a while would ask me to substitute. And I found, even though I had practiced a lot, the five Shvarim with the Truas, at the end of the day, you're really, really worn out because the Tkiah's got to be really, really long. Now the Tkiah has to be longer than the Shvarim and the Trua together, which is quite a length. And if you're doing B'Neshima Achas, the Shvarim and the Trua, so then you got to do B'Neshima Achas like this. You got to do that's quite a avoda, and that is the concern of the Prisha. So even though Reb Chaim loved this idea, it's important to note that there are some poskim who point out the challenges that are involved, as well as, of course, the general custom, the general Ashkenazic custom was to follow the position of the Balitosis straight up, that a Shever is three blasts that are the length of three of the shortest blasts, and a Tkia, one should be careful, should be longer than the Shvarim or the Trua, and if there's a Shvarim and a Trua together, then it has to be longer than both of them. This Bezer Hashem concludes the Halacha topic from Daf Lamed Gimel and Daf Lamed Dalet in Maseches Rosh Hashanah.